Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Good evening, everybody. This is Nancy, and had a little glitch in our program tonight. Thought we started a half hour later, and it looks like it's still on for 7:30 to 8:30, and my sister's show will be on 8:30 to 9:30. I see we have someone in the chat room. I'm not positive I can get to it, but hang on there for a couple more minutes. And the reason, it's like embarrassing. Have you ever had a plan, the greatest plan of mice and men will often go astray? So I just wanted to share with you that tonight is the first night of a long kind of time off. It was due to, you know how you readjust your life and you're thinking, okay, what's our next plan? And I do see that there's a couple of people getting in the chat room, and I'll be with you in just a minute. Bonnie and I have been really busy. I've been writing a couple of books, three actually, and lining up trying to figure out how to get started on all this. And it's been really fun. It's been really fun, but also very tiring. So we had to measure our time. Bonnie's been on the search, as a lot of you know, kind of busy with job search and living in the Northwest in Seattle. She's been busy. So we've been off the air about 3-4 months. After this show, I'm not sure Bonnie is able to get to the phone. Like I said, I've been trying to reach her, and we just had the weeks kind of confused here. Anyway, to make a long story short, we will cover and have a wee bit different format. We're going to be talking about what's important in the world. Bonnie loves politics, and she just is really good at business, where my set of skills is an actual paranormal, the past, present, and future, proof of soul survival, near-death experiences, OBEs. And I have so many new friends across the world in England that I don't know if any of these people on Skype have called in from other locations. But as time goes on, I like to pull in different parts of the world. It's so fun to talk to from my Facebook new acquaintances to find those people also interested in the paranormal, and I like the ghost, goblins, and spirits aspect and near death. I'd like to kind of get to the gal that's a 508 area code or gentleman and welcome to the show. And what patience you have. Is there someone on the line here? Hello? Oh, hello. What patience you have. Where's the 508 area code?
Massachusetts.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, girl, how wonderful. And I'm sorry for the glitch. Oh, my. Well, we've been off for so long, it's easy to forget. And I completely forgot the time. So it's that's what happens when you take off a hiatus. And from all the things that we're involved with, we had to measure how much time it takes. And as for the audience, you know, it's just a lot of fun to meet new people, and the word gets out, and I get busy, and that's what happens, along with books. What's your... From Massachusetts. What's your first name, girl?
It's Kathy.
Well, hello, Kathy, and how nice you found us. I'm sure that I had other people on here until I found out that that was a different hour. So, and apologize. What was your name again, Angela?
Kathy.
Kathy. I had an Angela in my head. Possibly in past life you were an Angela. Do you have an Angela in your life now?
No.
Okay. Sometimes I get an Angela. Go ahead.
I have a second cousin, Angela, but I haven't talked to her in years. But.
I know. Sometimes when I pick up a name, it shows up later on. Why don't you give me your question, young lady, and I can let you ask me and I can help you.
Well, there's a gentleman that I was friends with, he just doesn't want to be friendly anymore. He was helping, and I just don't understand what's going on with him.
Did you date this gentleman, or are you just friends?
Just friends. No, I have a husband.
You have a husband. You don't know what it is. He has a lady around him also. Who is this woman? Is he married to somebody?
Well, no, he's actually in a relationship.
For some reason, I felt like there was a woman in him. There's a woman in his life as well as you have a man in your life. For some reason, he might have feelings for you more than just a friend. He feels threatened, and he feels uncomfortable. Now, most of the time when we have friends in our life as a couple, I don't see it as a problem. But for some reason, this man is, I think he likes you a lot, but I don't know if he's willing to go to a relationship with you because you are married. So he brought a woman into his life to distract him from the feelings he may have for you. Now, that's kind of like treading in some really shallow water here. Because if you're friends with him and you are friendly, the feelings he has for you is kind of mixing him up. So you need to kind of back off a little bit and give him some space and let him come around when he isn't feeling threatened. It's not like, oh, you're coming on like this is scaring him. As much as he may have feelings for you, too, and being around you, even with you and your husband, has distracted him. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a long time.
I would continue that not a long time stuff because it is and could be a sincere problem. And the only thing I could speak to with that is like,
what do you mean?
Because he may have feelings, if you don't want, if you're married, to have him look at you. Yeah. And so he may stay around until he feels like that feeling that he has for you has gone away or it's subsided a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
It's called being safe. All right, sweetie. I'm going to let you go. I have someone else online. And good grief, girl. Staying up so late. Very nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have a 520 area code. Who am I talking to tonight?
Hi, this is Cynthia.
Oh, hello, Cynthia. Nice meeting you tonight. What can I do for you? And welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, I've been talking to different companies and about, you know, going to work. And I just wondered if you saw me picking up a job soon. There was one company that recently that I interviewed like three times with three different people with and at the same company, and they did a background check, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. And there was another company that I submitted a proposal to. I'm waiting to hear back from them. And it's just a lot of different companies that I've been talking to.
My sister, I've been trying to call her and remind her, you know, we're supposed to be on tonight, and our line's been busy. And she has it ties up her phone when she's doing job searches. And the 99 weeks are ticking down. And I do feel like this is a problem. The companies you were speaking to just now, they have their hands full. And I'm not sure I know what that means. It's almost like they either got too many applicants or they opened for a job and then they got some applicants and then they're going, oh, my, can we really afford them? It almost like there's promises in the air but nothing comes through. I was curious. I know about where you are. And have you applied for any jobs, unfortunately, in Phoenix? Are you willing to relocate?
I do a lot of I'm a freelancer, and so I do a lot of work at home for companies.
Great. I love people like
and,
you. There's
yeah,
two things
so,
I'm picking up. I am picking up the – now, remember, privacy is important, so don't tell me what kind of work you do. I am picking up Phoenix, kind of like on the border between Mesa and Scottsdale, kind of like a quarter there. And the other thing I wondered is when I was talking to you, and sometimes I go, well, what in the world is that? I sit here like dumbfounded, and I think, well, what does this mean? And I see in our, like, Tucson area, you have airplanes everywhere and equipment and stuff. And I'm kind of curious, would you have anything to do with mechanics at all? What kind of consulting work do you do?
It's communications. And the Phoenix area is not out of the question.
Would you be working out around commercial enterprising kind of area versus a downtown area?
Right. Yeah.
Would you work in that kind of arena where there's commercial buildings or military or airport or something like that? Would that come into play with you?
I'm not. I don't want to eliminate any possibilities, but.
Okay, don't eliminate any
area,
possibilities.
There is an organization in Phoenix that I deal with, and I have not, in fact, I'm going to a meeting there in August. And
the first week, beginning of August?
It's the latter part of August.
Around the first part of August, I'm seeing some energy. So connect with these people and get an appointment. And I feel like they're a bigger company and kind of spread out in a bigger building or more buildings. And like I said, I know Phoenix pretty well, and there's some real industrialized kind of spots. And they're kind of clustered together, like I-10 on the left side going through town or the airport. And I feel like there's an opportunity. And the company that may pick you up, it's like they have the work and they can hire. So I want them to hire you, and hopefully you can do it at home, but I don't want them to overburden you. And that seems to be the way of the world. Like they have an opening for three people, and they give it to one. And that one person is like killed. Make sure you have guidelines and you only accept what you're able to tackle. Like you're going for an interview and go, you want me to do all this? I mean, this is great, but, you know, how many hours a week do you want me to dedicate to each topic? That's something you need to look into.
Okay.
Okay, that's really cool. Go ahead.
You're seeing that coming about in August?
Well, I see the beginnings of August, before the 11th to 13th, before that time frame, with some kind of connection. And then if you go at the end of the month, so be it. But I see the first half of August is creating opportunity. So put in for everything. And then I see an interview where you're talking to somebody, and you're going, wow, you're just giving me all that? How many hours a week of each of that? So you got to declare how many hours a week you want to work, whether it's in the location or you can do it out of your house. It doesn't matter to me. Work is work.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. So August looks like it's going to be a good month then.
Yeah, something's going to happen for you. Remember, I just pick up the energy of something happening. But I also see you moving for an interview inside this bigger complex. And I'm hearing a conversation, oh, is this what's being offered? So that's kind of interesting. Be interesting to see how that plays out for you. And good luck for you. And today's economy in the Arizona area, I know in Tucson it's pretty slim. So if you're able to find something, kudos to you, girl. Okay?
Thank you.
Let me know if you get something. That'd be great. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Let's move on. And 323 area code. And my goodness, where is that?
Hi. That's California.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't recognize the I'm originally from California. And L.A., Eek, Hollywood area, huh? Oh,
yes.
Cal. Oh, my gosh. Well, I've traveled enough in that part of the world that if I can stay out of that part of the world, it's good, too. So what's your first name?
My first name is Sylvia.
Glad to meet you, Sylvia. And what can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I wanted to see if maybe you can help me. If you saw, I wanted to know about my situation. This one guy that I dated last year for 5 months, and he was getting really close to me, and he started writing poems and telling me how much he loved me on his birthday, and then a month later, he abruptly severed the relationship. And I kind of
How did that come up? Was this on internet, or did you meet somewhere and go out, or how did it connect?
How did we meet?
Yeah, did you meet only on the internet, or did you meet in person?
Oh yeah. We met. We were dating for 5 months. He actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and Sunny. Well, he actually lives out in the Bay Area by Sunnyvale.
Oh, that's why.
And, so he would come for business every month for about a week. And we'd, be together all during that time. And every day he would call me on his way to work and all during the day.
He's a really sweet man. I really liked his life force, kind of a sweet man. But I'm not saying he's a player. Don't hear that. But I feel like he got a little sad because of the distance or the location. I have expression I live by. Whoever breaks up is the one that needs to come back. So you need to stop thinking even of him, pull your life force away and pull it back in your body and create that void in him. I think he's pretty sad about what could not necessarily happen. If you had told me you're going to relocate to San Francisco, I'm not picking that up. I don't think that he couldn't have relocated to your part of the world, but there was something that was keeping him in San Francisco. So if he was a player, he already had a lady there, or he had a mother there, or something was keeping him in the Bay Area. Could have been that he couldn't change jobs. I don't know what it is, but I sense sadness with him, with you. So the best thing you could do is say, he was so sweet. I need to find, and thank you, God, for allowing me to see what I do want in a man, his sweet soul. But at the same time, I think there's sadness in the relationship, and I think that's why he broke up with you. So I'd be curious if you've ever found out what the real reason was, is to get back with me. My first hit was that he got sad over something, and I feel like he couldn't follow through. Let's hope it wasn't because a girlfriend found him out, as much as, well, I can't do a relationship with someone who lives so far away.
Well, his dad was dying. He was getting close to dying, and so he thought his dad was going to die. And so, yeah.
That could be what I'm picking up as sadness then.
Yeah.
Because it felt really sad to me.
Right. And so we talked about it, and he said he wanted to be friends, but he just never communicated. And about a week ago, on the 23rd, he started calling me and communicating again with me and saying that I'm like opening up the door again, and I just kind of wanted to see.
I still get the sadness. So do you? Does he have a mother and other people up there? In the Bay Area?
Yes, he does. Actually, his mother's, he just told me that he's helping his mom move out of state because she's having a lot of financial difficulties. So they're going to uproot, and she's moving a couple of states over, and he's going to help.
See, that's back to what I just said, responsibilities to family and a sense of sadness. So with his involvement with his parent and all this other dynamics of the family, still plays out that he doesn't think he could do the relationship. So you need to back off and don't chase him down. Don't be a haunt to him. Make him realize that you're backing away and it's up to him to do something or he'll lose you. That's going to be really hard, but you have to do it. If you try to hunt him down and ask what's happening, you may lose him because at the moment he doesn't show me he thinks he can do the relationship. We want him to miss you and realize he better do something or he will.
Right. Yeah, I haven't. He's been the one that's been like texting me and like communicating with me. And I just, when he does text, then I respond to him. But I haven't been initiating contact with him and calling him.
And then keep it up. You're doing it just perfect. Okay. Because I don't think he's a bad person. I kind of like him. But I feel like there's some sadness and it's going to continue for a while. And I think he may give up on your relationship with him for a while. If he does come in, it has to be him. It can't be you asking. Okay?
Right. Okay. I'm totally in agreement with you. Now, I was going to ask you about this. I've been going out with this other guy named Aaron. We met actually when we broke up last year. We met a couple of months later, and we were friends up until a month ago. We kind of took our relationship to the next level, and I just kind of wanted to see what you felt regarding my friend.
So you're the one that's playing. You got more than one man. What do you mean by the next level? You're now a real couple. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, we just became a little bit more intimate. Yeah, we were friends. We were just friends and hanging out as friends and talking as friends. We weren't like
Who do you really want, young lady? Whom do you want?
Well, you see, what I really have liked Jeff, but Aaron is completely different because he's more attentive and he's more romantic and more attentive. But the problem is, I've never been with a man that has, like, four children. That's, like, my only thing. Where it seems like he probably has, you know, more obligations and commitments. And then I don't know where I would fall if we were to be in a relationship.
When you mentioned the man that just came and was in your life and you took it to the next level, I could not feel your... Is this the man that has the four children?
Yes.
I couldn't feel you with that love for him. And I kind of went, wow, what's that? And so with his having four children, I'm going to caution you that he may be looking for a wife. And I'd be cautious to say, don't lead him down a road unless you're really serious about a relationship that will go to marriage. Don't let him fall in love with you when that may not be your intent. Be careful, dear.
Well, I just wanted advice because I've never really have dated anybody with children. That's like the first guy I've kind of...
That's what I'm saying to you. You make sure that's what you want. You said you never have this time for you to consider it. And I would do so before he sees you as marriage material. because he's an innocent. And if you have feelings for somebody else that isn't that what you want, you got to make it clear. Because by going to the next level, you're willing to go down that road. And, you, and I'm not saying you're bad and wrong. I'm just saying I would give a caution because I didn't feel your heart into this relationship. And that could be dangerous. Okay? All right, sweetie. I got four other people on the line here, so I need to let you go. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Five 520 area code. Hello, who's this? Oh, and that's gone. Okay. And 917 area code.
Hi.
Well, hello there. And where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Boston.
Oh, hello, Boston. And just give me your first name.
Venera.
I can't hear you. Denaro?
Venera. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. I apologize for not being able to pronounce it right, but it's always nice to know the first name of someone I'm talking to. Well, my dear, what can I do for you tonight?
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering about employment.
The first thing I saw with you was fun. A treasure chest. Isn't that a fun, a treasure chest? And I think you're going into a place where you're going to have a lot of new things come up. I'm kind of wondering, are you connected with any kind of learning or education?
Yes, I am. I'm doing my PhD at the moment, and I'm trying to finish it up. There's some confusion about whether on my part because I'm not sure what's going on in the place where I'm at. I'm just, you know, there's like hints that people give me, but nobody ever tells me what the heck is going on because I'm just a student, and apparently they make their decision up there. And I'm just wondering, are you picking anything up, whether is there talk about me staying here or do you see me going somewhere else?
You're going to have an opportunity to go somewhere else. Do you really want to stay where you are?
I don't know. There is a man involved, and I don't know. He I don't know what is going on with him. He sometimes gives me good vibrations and sometimes gives me bad vibrations.
Okay, let me ask you. This is
power here.
Hold on, dear. I need to ask you something. The man with the job where you are now, is this a love relationship or is this a work opportunity?
I had feelings somewhat for this guy. But
okay, you're mixing up.
Also
let me. Okay, we need to focus on you.
Yeah, I know, but the situation, I'm sorry, if the situation is that like that, that it's very confusing, you know, it's like they're kind of mixed together, you know?
Okay, don't mix them together. The most important thing for you right now is your education and getting a job. If it is
okay.
The correct man, and if there's an opportunity for him to present a job to you, by you pursuing your career, your focus will be where it's supposed to be. Now, I know your mom, everybody tells you that. But you have to understand that was the very first thing I picked up on you. Your soul is showing me your education is the most important thing, even though there's a man on the wing. My feeling is that in the building you go to school or where this opportunity is not what I'm picking up. You're going to have an opportunity somewhere else. If this man is important to you in your future, he will find you at the next place for that relationship. Don't mix up apples and oranges here, okay?
Okay.
Clear your soul. Talk to me about something else.
Sure. But do you feel, are you picking anything up in terms of whether the place where I am, is that a good fit for me or not?
I told you there's a job somewhere else.
Okay, I'm
so you're
sorry.
Finishing your school here, and you may be working, but you're going to call me back one of these days and say, oh, I just had an opportunity somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's not a matter of a good fit. It may be a matter of a better job or more money or better opportunities.
And do you get any kind of a time frame on that?
I just saw back. It's funny. Didn't I mention when I saw your name, you told me your name, I saw a treasure chest of gems and jewels. So to me, I felt soon. It's like you're going to come into all kinds of wealth and opportunities. Wow. I never get that for anybody. Look at all the people that called in for jobs for me. See, the job or a man, and here I just got this, and I picked up education. So it's kind of like the answer came before you even asked it.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track. Focus on the job and finish your education because the doors will open up for you. You may not even have to work very hard. All right? Kudos to
okay.
You, girl. Very, very great. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, did I hang that up? Oh, hang up. Okay. All right. It's always a challenge to see if I can get this correct. 818 area code is on. And, screen. I love it. No, it didn't pick you up. Okay, let's try it again. 818 area. Oh, there you are. Hello. Who's this?
Diane from California. Hi.
Oh, another California number. Hello, Diane. And I apologize for everybody. Thank you for coming back. I want to tell you the number for call-in, though I'm very limited for time. My call-in number for the next week will be 347-205-9071. And we have changed from Monday and Thursday night to Saturday. And I hadn't talked to Bonnie if she was going to follow me in the next hour or not. But let me talk to everybody for the next 6 minutes, and I'll let you go and see where Bonnie is. All right, my dear. Diane from Southern Cal. Another Southern California girl. What can I do for you tonight?
You know, I would love to know possibly if you have any insight, Nance, on relationships.
Do you have a man in your life now or someone you just let go with hazel eyes?
Yes.
No secrets, you guys.
Comes and goes. That's what happens.
Yeah. Do you want him?
You know, Nance, he doesn't want to commit. So he's, you know, that's been the issue.
I have so many fun songs, little clips that I used on the radio show when I was in Phoenix. Wash that man out of your hair. And I do feel like he's committed to you. But he doesn't want to be tied down. And part of it is because of personal freedom. Well, you know, he's either got to choose you or choose not to have you. So I would like you to let him know that you're busy. And the more you are available to him, he's going to be wondering what you're up to. And then the next time he sees you, make sure you're dressed with pretty bright red lipstick on. I want him to see that you're not waiting around for him. Now, you may say, but I have feelings for him, and he knows it. You need to say to him, I just think that we're not going anywhere, and I need to go out. And you need to be safe saying that with humility and be very soft because he does care for you. And I feel like you'll be very sad and you'll feel really depressed for a couple months. And around October, November, you're either going to have a new man in your life or this man will come back in because he really does not want to lose you. But he's being selfish with his life. He doesn't want to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
And you got to wake this kid up. I think it's just his life. He just wants the freedom to come and go. Well, hello, everybody would. I think if the perfect relationship would be you have someone on a fishing line, you just throw them out into the river when you don't want them, and you pull them back in when you do. Not work for me anymore. And that's how you're feeling, and you're getting kind of mad. Kind of like, what am I, just a fish hook? You just throw me out there and come pull me back in. The minute you start showing those blatty eyelashes, you go blink, 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 he goes, oh, my God, she's too close. I got to throw her away for a while so that she doesn't fall in love with me anymore, and we can have this casual relationship that works for me but not for her.
He does say he loves me, but yes, but he won't. He right. He just does.
I know. I got him. If he were listening to this, he'd be all embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it doesn't matter.
You're so good. You're so good, Nancy. You're so incredible. I love your energy and I love your insight. You're the best.
Well, whether it's a man or woman, this situation does happen quite often. And in today's world, I think that people, as we get a little older, we go, what do I really want? Well, you're telling me what you want. And if you want him, you need to do what I say. Because he's got to either realize he could lose you or he's got to come up to the plate. And I don't know that he wants to lose you. So do what I said, young lady. Diane, keep in touch.
Am.
We'll talk later.
Thank you. Bye,
love. We got a few more minutes, sweetie.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This, and remember, everybody, about three more minutes. Am I talking to Colorado?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hello. I recognize a few of these area codes. And give me a first name. Who am I talking to?
My name is Michelle.
Glad to meet you, Michelle.
Good to meet you, too. I'd like to know if you see anything for me in terms of relationship.
Have you, when I first started talking to you, I thought I saw a man. You know, people see a picture of me and my sister, PsychicSistersTalk.com. I'm the dark one. But that doesn't mean I have another culture mixed in with me. Bonnie is so light-skinned and light hair, and I come after the American Indian, cowboy in India, I call it. And I'm wondering, have you in your vision seen anybody with a dark complexion, kind of an outgoing, outdoorsy kind of a guy? Have you met him yet, or is he someone you'd let go here?
His complexion is not really dark, but you may be seeing someone from my past. I'm not sure. I don't have anybody in my life like that right now that's new.
Okay, if it's someone from the past, I do see this person coming in. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I can only describe what you people want me to see or talk to you about. And I'm seeing what we call an outdoorsy kind of guy, and he's got darker skin. If it is him, time is really hard, everybody, because everybody's under a lot of stress. I think before a month or 6 weeks, you'll hear from him. If it isn't, then you're going to meet somebody else. How tall are you, a little taller lady?
No, I'm 5 foot 1 1/2.
Oh, you talk tall. This man looked a little taller. You, you're so petite. Huh?
The man that I'm talking about is 6'4".
Oh, my God, that's a neck ache. Okay, well, just got to say he's tall. So if it is him, or you just particularly like to get a crunched neck all the time, you like them tall, dark. There's possibility of something new coming in your life, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweet. Keep in touch.
Right. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, this is the last call, everybody. Then I need to go to see what's happening with my sister. And she did call in, so I emailed her. Let me answer the 603 area code.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You didn't. Kind of curious, what state are you from?
New Hampshire.
Oh, my gosh, you kids stay up so late. And your first name?
Val.
All right, Val. And Val. Oh, we had a Val that followed us a few months back. Is this the same gal?
I don't think so. I think that's
okay.
I've ever
okay, Val is, yeah. Val is kind of an interesting name. You don't hear it every day, just like the little gal from Boston. All right, my Val from New Hampshire. How can I help you tonight?
Love a guy.
God, your soul is just so in love. I just saw all kinds of pretty sparkly things. So is this man in your life, or are you trying to get him in your life?
He's not in my life now. He's someone I've known for 12 years. That has been, oh, a roller coaster. Love, hate, indifferent, ugly, great, terrible, you name it, every emotion, which I think shows a lot of love.
Yeah, your soul is in love with him. Let's narrow this down, because 12 years, if you've given this individual, we commit for 12 years, that's a marriage to me.
We haven't been together for 12 years. It's just been I've known him 12 years.
If you could ask me, you've known him, so you're not dating him, but you're off and on. So, girl, listen here, girlfriend. What do you really want from me? If you could ask me any question. Yeah, he'll always be back. And
he will not speak to me. He has blocked me from everything. He says he hates me. There's somebody else he wants, and he's been back and forth.
I don't think
for quite a while, and he said that's who he wants to be with. But I think she's very manipulative, and I've been trying to protect him. He's like, I don't want your protection anymore.
I don't see any feelings from him to her at all. So she's kind of recovery relationship kind of stuff. I do feel like she pursued him. So the relationship is built under the wrong criteria. I don't feel like he's done with you. He shows me, and I saw love here. Now, this is really hard. Even the most loving relationships may not or may not work.
I know.
I do see sparkles around you with this. I feel like you still love him. I don't know what you broke up. Did he break up with you? Didn't you say? Did you break up with him?
We lived together for a couple of years, many years ago, and we went back and forth, and I left, but it was kind of done. And then it's just been crazy.
Oh, so there's really no clear indicator who broke up with who?
Well, yeah.
I'm going to put it this way. Since you love him, but he's with somebody else, I want you to
right
work
now
him.
With her. What?
Okay, because I never picked anybody up. I didn't see anybody in his mind, and I would have told you that. So at this point, drop off the face of earth and wait for him to get in touch with you. It feels like it's, when do you people start getting your colder weather?
I don't know, because we have the Indian summers that kind of go on, and it's cool, and then it's warm, and then it's hot, and it's, I don't know where you are, so I don't know.
well, I base it on wherever people are. It makes me think that you can, it's the brink of winter. So would that be the middle to the end of September?
Well, winter here is more like November, December. But
okay. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Like I said, it feels like on the brink of winter. So in California, we get it around Halloween, but it makes me think this is late September that he touches base with you. So well, winter could be early for you. Okay? Give him some time to get back to you. I feel like he'll brood and mood, and you'll get a couple phone calls, and you'll think it's him, and he'll drive around. You guys are kind of like not done.
Since we're apart physically. I mean, like there's distance between where we live.
Like I said, I know he's moody and broody. How many hours difference are you? Oh, gosh, we're off the air.
There's three hours, like, driving distance from where I am to where he is. But I plan to move back there at some point.
Like I said, I feel like you're not done with him.
Really?
Yeah, I got to let you go, sweetie. I got another show I got to go to. So,
so
at least find out if my son. All right, sweet. I'm sorry. Best of luck to you, kiddo.
Blessings.
Huh?
I said blessings to you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful soul. Try to keep on the upper. It's just full sparkles. Oh, my gosh. I have to let you go. Talk to you later,
okay,
sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.